140.000 pekerja di seluruh Australia yang memiliki akses ke area-area tergolong terbatas atau terlarang di bandara akan menjalani uji bahan peledak secara acak. Pemerintah federal mengatakan bahwa metode pemeriksaan keamanan yang baru ini dilakukan untuk meningkatkan keamanan masyarakat. Namun, seperti yang dilaporkan oleh Gareth Borham, berikut ini mendengar, langkah pengamanan baru ini mendapatkan kritikan karena tidak bersifat wajib. Hanya beberapa bulan yang lalu, kepolisian Sydney menggagalkan dugaan rencana untuk menyelundupkan bahan peledak ke dalam pesawat penerbangan internasional dari Sydney. Jika berhasil, serangan teroris tersebut bisa jadi menimbulkan bencana besar. Kini, pemerintah federal mengambil langkah untuk memperketat keamanan di antara para pekerja bandara yang memiliki akses keamanan. Menteri Transportasi Darren Chester mengatakan pada Radio 3AW bahwa langkah pengamanan yang diambil ini akan menjadikan zona-zona internal bandara menjadi lebih aman.
What that means is that there'll be additional explosive trace detection at screening points as they go to work or potentially while they're in that zone, while they're working in that zone. It'll be random and it will allow for a level of unpredictability around that point. So they can check the person and also check vehicles for explosive trace detection. A bit like when some of us travel regularly, we'll go through the security zones as a passenger. You can be picked out to have that trace detection. Well, there's going to be more of that occurring from now on with amongst the airside workers.
Menteri Transportasi menyampaikan bahwa adanya ancaman keamanan, baik itu yang terjadi di dalam dan juga luar negeri, membuat perlunya dibuat perubahan ini.
Security measures are constantly under review at our airports, and the alleged plot at Sydney helped to focus attention on some other issues for us, but we're rolling out a range of other measures already in relation to the airside workers, so it's certainly an aspect of consideration.
Namun, Serikat Pekerja Transportasi mengatakan bahwa pemeriksaan ini seharusnya bersifat wajib, bukan secara acak. Senator Independen Nick Xenophone setuju bahwa perubahan yang dibuat ini masihlah kurang.
It doesn't make sense that pilots are screened, but others are exempt from mandatory screening. It doesn't pass the pub test, it doesn't pass any basic security test, and the sooner this loophole is closed, the better. Most Australians, when told that there isn't mandatory screening of those that have access to aircraft, the baggage handlers, the caterers, everyone else who can have access to aircraft, aren't screened or are only screened on a random basis, are pretty horrified.
Darren Chester menambahkan bahwa Otoritas Penerbangan Sipil Internasional telah gagal mencoba melakukan pemeriksaan wajib.
It wasn't feasible in terms of maintaining that balance between safety and security and having operational airports. So the level of unpredictability in this random testing does meet the international standards. And keep in mind, there are a lot of other security and safety applications in place within the airport, both within the passenger area and then within the secure area, that are constantly being assessed and reviewed to maintain confidence for the travelling public, and we'll keep on doing that because obviously, as a government, we take security as our number one priority, and we need to maintain safety for everyone involved.
Namun menurut Nick Xenophone, langkah-langkah pengamanan bandara Australia tertinggal di belakang beberapa negara lain.
I was in the US just a few days ago, and when I told one of the security staff that baggage handlers and others weren't mandatorily screened, they were horrified. I mean, the fact is, you can't take second chances when it comes to airport security. Why is it that the peak international body, ICAO, says there should be mandatory screening? Why is it that Australia's airline pilots, their peak body says it should be mandatory screening, yet the government ignores that? It doesn't make sense. It is a pretty lazy way of dealing with airport security.
Mr. Chester mengatakan, peraturan yang baru ini akan diterapkan secara bertahap untuk memungkinkan bandara memiliki fleksibilitas agar dapat menjalankan operasi rutin mereka secara efektif dan efisien.